Public murals are often the result of a public-private partnership. City governments work with business owners to commission a space for artists to design. Since 1996, the Bicycle Garage's wall facing People's Park hosted rotating murals. The Rhinos Youth Center led the partnership until it closed in 2019. Its final commission was local artist Eva Allen, who unveiled her You Belong Here mural in the fall of 2017. Her contract lasted until August of 2020. However, the mural was painted over on June 19th, 2020, or Juneteenth, to say Black Lives Matter in pink letters.
The secondary painting over top of her mural came at a time when that three-year period was almost up. So the idea was that there was going to be another commission made.
That's Yael Cassander, communications director for the city of Bloomington. She says the city has intentionally left the mural untouched for more than 1 year.
The words that were painted over the mural that had been commissioned there remain, so that's a reaction.
She says the words Black Lives Matter were painted in People's Park without proper approval. However, Black Lives Matter murals on Elm Street and 6th Street installed in October 2020 and May 2021 were legally approved. The Banneker Community Center Advisory Council led the two projects, which the Bloomington City Council, Board of Art Commission, and Board of Public Works approved.
Putting the words Black Lives Matter on the street is one part of a multifaceted effort on the part of the city to bring greater racial equity to our system, to our policies, to our programs, to everything that we do.
Cassander says the city is in communication with the Bicycle Garage to commission a new mural for the space in People's Park, but she is unsure of a timeline for the project. Sean Starowitz, Assistant Director for the Arts in Bloomington, says the Board of Art Commission is looking to honor the park's complicated history. In 1968, a Black-owned business, the Black Market, was firebombed by several members of the Ku Klux Klan. The store never rebuilt, and the space was dedicated as a park later in 1976. It has often been used as a site for public gatherings and protests.
I think the intention from the Art Commission would be that the future commission would go to an artist of color.
Starowitz says public art has changed in the last year. After the summer of 2020, it has become inherently political.
Public art has shifted into this, it's always been political, right? But like the role of public art has kind of cemented itself in politics in a different way.
Additionally, the board is working to eliminate barriers that prevent first-time artists, artists of color, or female artists from being selected to design public art.
So we are trying to consistently represent a wide variety of voices because I think traditionally the arts and culture sector is predominantly white.
Starowitz praises the Rhinos Youth Center program in People's Park because the art rotated every few years. He says public art should not be considered permanent.
So I think we have to think about lifespan of public art, and I think it's really important to think about how communities evolve and change and how new community members, teens, youth, next generation folks can be a part of that process.
The murals in People's Park and on 6th Street and Elm Street are not the only ones in town. Indiana University students installed a colorful and intricate Black Lives Matter mural in front of the Neil Marshall Black Cultural Center in July. The mural will be officially dedicated Thursday evening. For WFIU News, I'm Holden Apture.